Believers fear reprisal attacks in the wake of Osama bin Laden's death. Riots in Uganda hurt a new ministry program. And an outreach fights HIV/AIDS with a different kind of tool. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Authorities are preparing for the possibility of retaliatory attacks following the death of Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. Specifically, Christians are vulnerable because of the assumed connections with the West. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"We're particularly concerned for our Christian brothers and sisters in Pakistan that somehow they could be caught up in a reprisal attack that was designed to get back at the Americans for this strike against Osama bin Laden."
One of the phenomena regularly shared in this region are visions and dreams of Christ. That's why the Remnant Church is bold in their response.
One of the amazing things about the people that Voice of the Martyrs works with around the world is their incredible courage to love their enemies. These radical Muslims would identify themselves as enemies of the Christians, and yet Christians are going into these areas. They are sharing the gospel. They are talking about Jesus Christ.
Next, cost of living protests erupted in Kampala, Uganda at the end of last week. The government's response was a brutal crackdown, and Every Child Ministries Center is right in the middle of it all. Lorella Rouster says,
"More recently, it has spread quite widely throughout the city, and many roads have been blocked. So it has become a problem to many of our programs."
That's had a direct impact on their newest outreach, the Beggars Children's Program. Their team can't get to the kids regularly.
"Pray for the children, especially immediately, that they and their families will be able to get food, that our workers will be able to get to them and offer help."
Although the kids and their families have been introduced to the gospel,
they're kind of evaluating us to see if we're really trustworthy, and maybe even evaluating God. And we would just ask that God would make himself real to them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation mobilization teams are helping in earthquake-torn Japan, one family at a time. Nearly 2 months after the disaster, much is in disarray. Last week, an OM team installed a water pump for a family. The water still isn't drinkable, but the family's rejoicing over having water for the entire neighborhood. The team later helped a family gather possessions still on the side of the road. Clearing the rubble could take months. Pray that God would use this team as lights to his love. Elsewhere, over 30 million people are still living with HIV/AIDS. Suze Hess says Biblica is preventing its spread with the best tool possible, the gospel.
"It's in accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior that you are then empowered by the Holy Spirit to go ahead and learn about Christ and understand the basics of the faith, and that you begin to develop a biblical worldview, and that will affect how you handle your sexuality as well."
The Reach for Life program goes from schools to youth groups across the globe, distributing purity studies that are integrated into New Testaments. Preteen and teen students learn from two major aspects of the program.
Number one, leading a person to faith in Christ, then having the Holy Spirit within them, that will help them. Number two, that peer accountability group is the living expression of holding them accountable.
$4 buys a New Testament you can give online. And nearly 20% of Kazakhstan's population lives below the poverty line. The mix of Kazakhs and Russians traditionally follow Islam or Orthodoxy. Since 2001, the Mission Society has been pouring Christ's love into many of the nation's children who have alcoholic parents with an outreach called Apple Tree House. The ministry feeds the kids daily, offers tutoring, music, art, and the gospel. The home is reaching many, but needs some help. Our website has more details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book, Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that'll enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.